This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
All ability events are fundamental to breaking down isolation in the LGBTQIA+ community. And this Sunday, as part of the Victorian Pride Party, members of the community who have vision impairment have the opportunity to experience all that the festival has to offer with a travelling tactile experience.
The travelling touch tour of Melbourne's iconic Gertrude and Smith Street precinct is going to be taking place from 1 o'clock on Sunday till 5 p.m. and is packed with music, performances, food, art stalls, and so much more.
Joining us now to explore this experience further is the artistic director of the tour, Nilgun Govan. Welcome to Joy Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
Now, what led Vita Veritas to get involved with the Victoria's Pride Street Party in this innovative way?
We are the main providers of access in arts and culture across the theatre industry and cultural events and exhibitions and galleries. So we are dedicated to providing opportunities for more involvement and inclusion of all sorts of people, especially people who are blind and have low vision. And our connection with Midsummer is in its third year, where we are on the ground at all the events and providing advice and working with lived experienced consultants and specialists who really look at the festival and all its events and find ways to improve and engage.
Well, I'd love to know about the community feedback from blind and vision impaired people about festivals like this in the past that led you to creating this event.
We ran our inaugural tour last year at Vic Pride and it was a huge success. It booked out almost instantly and we had heaps of people attend, identifying people, and it was really lovely. We had local people who had come to events in past years and for whatever reason got lost or got overwhelmed. And so it was really great to provide an accessible event and meet different people so that they could get to know, Midsummer and meet artists and local businesses and come back again.
You know what? It is something, as someone who's involved in the festival in a lot of different ways, over the past three, if you said you've been involved for 3 years, we have seen a difference in communication, direction as artists asking us to make sure we're creating more accessible spaces and activities for people. It's really wonderful to see. Now, on Sunday, you'll be teaming up with the Lost Girls as part of the experience. What is it like for vision impaired folk when there's large crowds with lots of sounds? You know, as a seeing person, we can find it like the stage areas can be overwhelming for us, but we need to also remember the experiences for those who are vision impaired as well or have other sensory situations.
Look, the Midsummer team, they're a really amazing organisation, and it's from, you know, top down and across that everyone's got access in their mind, from, you know, the volunteers right through to the CEO. Hi, Karen. everyone has access in mind. And so in terms of designing spaces, you know, there's continuity and consistency across all their major events, that there's an accessible viewing area, for example, where people with mobility aids or wheelchairs or those who are deaf or hard of hearing can be up close and have dedicated viewing points to see Auslan interpreters, for example. We offer different types of quiet spaces. And look, it's the vibrancy that the community are wanting and attending to. And, you know, based on the feedback from last year's tour, they wanted to experience the growing atmosphere. We're aware that it's really overwhelming, but this is why working in partnership with Midsummer and organisations like myself and the team of support that come with it, we can have an equally, and that's the point, equally, equal experience of what's happening around us in that environment in a safe way and in a really fun way and in a thoughtful and mindful way.
I think it's such an important thing to alleviate the overwhelm that people who have other needs may experience. So it's really great that there is a tactile tour on offer. So what other sort of activities will be available on this tactile tour?
We are really looking forward to meeting these wonderful roving artists. The Love Heart Dancers. I'm not sure if you've heard of them or seen them. They sort of came into being during the pandemic when they were dancing on the lawns in front of their house and providing this wonderful entertainment and drive-bys.
Those dancers.
They've come up with a suite of different activations, and four in total, and we're going to experience two of them. And what's really great about that sort of connection is that one of their acts is called The Emus, and they are, you know, performers in these beautiful, feathery, colourful, sequiny sort of attire that is emu-esque. And they give full permission on, you know, touch, because touch is a really powerful way to experience the world, and it says more than words. And so they're going to be coming to us, and we're going to get hands-on with them. And, you know, even when the Love Heart Dancers sort of round up our day, the artists themselves are going to have a go at audio describing their dance and encouraging participation. So these are huge things in the community and in the artistic community, to be flexible and go, you know, sure, we can be open to this. We can allow more time and be available, and everyone around it benefits and enjoys it as well.
I love that. There's also the opportunity for people to go and visit some of the market stalls. Will there be seeing people, is that the correct term to use, with them to describe what is available at the stalls? Or
companions, is that the... I'm trying to think what term to use.
There's all sorts of champions out there who are companions who, you know, can provide access to the visual world in everyday life.
I love champions as the word.
And in the arts world, we call them describer guides and sighted guides. So the tour is led by the wonderful Rachel Edward and Millie Cooper of VV, the organisation. And we have a number of sighted guides for those who need. And yes, there are tailored one-on-one descriptions, to explore different shops and stalls and objects. And and we're also going to experience the Stolen Generation Garden Marker, as well as a First Nations sort of experience as well, to land in the place that we are, the lands that we're on, in Collingwood.
We have the honour to be able to celebrate our pride on Sunday, which is really lovely. Now, spaces for this are limited. Where can people sign up and get the information they need to be able to be a part of it?
To get more information and to access the flyer, go to Midsummer Festivals Victoria Pride Street Party page and look under Access, and you can download the flyer. And that flyer has all the contact information. Essentially, I am the contact. Book through me. And my number is public. It's 0400901848. And we do have a few places left. I'll say a few. So get in quick.
We are going to make sure as well that we put all that information and direct you to that on our Instagram, the Joy Breakfast Instagram, and also on the podcast details of today's interview.
Thank you so much. This has been so insightful. And I really encourage everyone who wants to take part in this to sign up for this inclusive and incredibly exciting experience. Nilgun, thank you so much for sharing your excitement about this event with us.
Thanks for providing the space to talk about it. It's been great.
It's absolutely our pleasure.
We will catch you on Sunday.
Thank you. See you there.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.